When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street.
The current Broadway success, My Fair Lady, is generally considered to be one of the greatest musical shows of modern times. It has a long list of outstanding hit songs, one of which goes something like this. I've grown accustomed to her face. She almost makes my day begin. I've grown accustomed to the tune she whistles night and noon. Her smiles, her frowns, her ups, her downs are second nature to me now. Like breathing out and breathing in, I was serenely independent and content before we met. Surely I could always be that way again, and yet I brought accustomed to her looks, accustomed to her voice, accustomed to her face. I've grown accustomed to her face. She almost makes my day begin. I'm very grateful she's a woman and so easy to forget. Rather like a habit one can always break, and yet I've grown accustomed to her looks, accustomed to her voice, accustomed to her face.
Now, if you like My Fair Lady and you like Nat King Cole, and who doesn't, especially if you're listening to this show, that rendition you could only hear on television live from the Nat King Cole Show. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating today out of that great boulevard, the main stem Broadway, Lower Broadway, with my special guest, great friend and confidant, Will Friedwald. Hello, Will.
It's an honor to be here to talk about how Broadway and television fed into each other back in the day. It's a fascinating topic, and I'm glad we're discussing it.
Today is called Video Varieties, so we're going to celebrate the great variety, special shows, guest presentations that really dominated the airways from the 50s all the way up through the 70s, in many cases, today. So is this what was this phenomenon based on? Why did once upon a time, did you and I grow up seeing all these great people on television that you would never see today?
It was a totally different mindset. And I always think it's interesting that the pop culture of the period, supposedly Broadway and Ten Pin Alley were considered older forms. I mean, you know, older than rock and roll, for instance, which was supposed to be new. But rock and roll sort of took over singles and AM radio. And the traditional songbook took over television and long playing records, which were a newer medium. So it's kind of an interesting paradox.
Well, and we'll get to Mr. Sullivan later in the broadcast. But obviously, when they had hours and hours to fill, and the television broadcast stations were initially in New York City, it was very easy to get pop singers and to sing Broadway material, which we're going to concentrate on today, had the imprimatur of being like classy stuff. Right. So that was, if you were singing the latest Broadway hit, that meant something to middle America. So Tony Bennett, who you've often said is one of, if not the great interpreters of Broadway material in the mainstream, had a television special in the 60s and served up precisely this kind of thing.
Yeah, this is a song from I Can Get It For You Wholesale, and you big Tony Bennett fans will know that this song also appears on one of his all-time classic albums, the Grammy-winning album I Left My Heart in San Francisco. So you will know the song if you're a Tony Bennett fan.
But we'll hear him sort of set it up and also inform listeners that that was a show you could go see on Broadway.
Right in the moment. Tony, we once went through his catalog, and we found not less than 50 songs that Tony Bennett introduced on singles right as the shows were opening or before. And I'm not talking about, you know, old-time stuff like Rodgers and Hart,
right,
but brand-new show tunes he introduced in the 50s and 60s.
Wow. Here he is.
This is one of my very favorite songs that I'd love to sing for you, ladies and gentlemen. It's a song that came out of the Broadway show I Can Get It For You Wholesale. Often through the day, as I work away, I resolve to get home early with roses for my girlie and kiss her hand, her nose, her lips, and say, have I told you lately? You look so lovely each time I see you. My heart melts away in the rush of little everyday things. Sometimes you don't say things you mean to say. Have I mentioned lately I'm so glad that you took me instead of hooking someone with a million or two? When I think of all of the girls that I could have been stuck with, I sure was in luck with the one I drew. Have I told you lately how much your
Now, today on Broadway to Main Street, we're looking at video varieties, and there was a Noel Coward, Mary Martin special, which we're not going to get to today, called Together with Music, and their opening number was called 90 Minutes is a Long, Long Time. So obviously, you had to fill these shows with stuff, and this gave the opportunity to see people you wouldn't necessarily see singing material they would not necessarily do because they had to do something on television.
Yeah, it was a symbiotic relationship because television needed programming and the Broadway shows needed the exposure of television to make them a success.
Well, in the 1950s, there was a musical by Johnny Mercer called Top Banana that was written about Milton Berle. And Phil Silvers wound up playing the lead named, he's not Hubie Cram. He's
Jerry Biffle.
Jerry Biffle.
The immortal Jerry Biffle. And his opening line is, "The king is here. Kneel, you swine, kneel."
And he says, "What's television? I'll tell you what television is. Burlesque with an antenna. That's what television is." And supposedly when...
Dueling Jerry Biffles.
There you go. When he got this role, Phil Silvers felt bad. And so he took Milton Berle out golfing. and saying, you know, Milton, I'm playing this part of this egomaniac who has a variety show on television, and nobody likes him because he's so obnoxious. And Milton Berle supposedly said, yeah, I know guys like that. So here is Milton Berle finally getting a crack on The Muppet Show, singing Top Banana by Johnny Mercer.
Yeah. You're listening, Fonzie?
Yes.
Your big timers and your small timers, Fonzie's never made it the easy way. Here's the way it usually goes. The star comes first, then the leading man, then the actors in the play. There are no comics like low comics who finally make the grade. Oh, I recall, sweetheart, all the phony starts and the lousy parts I played. Come on, Fozzie, follow me, huh? Come on. If you wanna be the top banana, you gotta start from the bottom of the bun.
You gotta know the joke about the farmer's daughter.
Then take it in the kisser with the soda water.
If you wanna be a burlesque comic,
it's basic training for you to take a punch. You gotta roll your eyes and make a funny face and do a take and holler.
This must be the play!
If you wanna be the banana, you gotta start from the bottom up.
Hey, where you going?
I'm taking my case to court.
Oh no!
No, what's the matter, my good man? What's the matter?
Who is this?
Why, it's me.
Oh, good, I thought it was me. Hey, now where you going?
I'm taking my case to a higher court.
Hey, now where you going, Sam?
Sam? How did you know?
Yes.
Folks, how'd you know my name was... Will you wait till I tell it, folks, please? How'd you know my name was Sam?
I guessed it.
Then guess where I'm going.
Hey, what happened in court?
You wanna... No. Stop the music. Do we have to do this, Joe?
You gotta do it.
It's an oldie, pal.
I know.
You got a lot of guts, pal, I'll tell you that.
Of course, let's go do it.
Well, feed me once more, please. Feed me.
Hey, what happened in court?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I lost the suit.
If you wanna be the top banana, you gotta start at the bottom of the bunch.
An actor has to bring on tears without a giggle.
A top banana has to have two ears that wiggle.
You may want to imitate Noel Coward. You'll get more laughs by saying,
what the heck?
We hardly find a drawing room a source of mirth.
But put us in a bedroom or an upper berth.
If you wanna be a top banana, you gotta start from the bottom.
You know something, Ethel? For years, I've been secretly in love with you. Madly. And believe me, passionately.
Now, how do you like this? And I've been wasting all my time on Cary Grant. Jimmy, now tell me, you still don't think of romance.
What do you mean, Jim? Still? Why, there may be snow on the rooftop, but there's fire in the basement. And I got the hook and ladder to prove it. Let me ask you something, Ethel.
Yep.
You know that dozen roses you've been getting every day? Who do you think has been sending them to you?
Who?
Me, Durani. And those 12-ounce bottles of Chanel No. 5? They're from yours truly.
Jimmy, I didn't know.
And that diamond necklace you found on your dressing room table tonight? You know who sent that?
Oh, Onassis. It was delivered by mistake.
Sure, Onassis. Onassis can give you expensive gifts, but I can give you emotional sterility.
Oh, tell me more, Jimmy. Tell me more.
All right, I'll elucidate. You are woman. I am man. You are smart.
smaller, so I can be taller than you. Are softer to the touch. It's a feeling I like, feeling very much.
You are someone I've admired. Still our friendship leaves something to be desired.
Does it take more explanation than this? You are woman, I am man, let's kiss.
Jimmy, this is quite a shock to me, quite a piece of news to sock to me. First you tell me you admire me, now you say that you desire me. I know your big reputation as Don Juan number one.
What can I do? One girl tells another.
Mamma mia!
It's Sophia!
Now I feel that there's a fire here. Try that once a little higher, dear. I keep thinking when he kisses me, everything's coming up noses.
Wait a minute. Stop the music. Stop the music. Are you casting aspersions on my protestations of my infatuosity?
Watch your language.
Does it take more explanation than this? You are woman. I am man.
That was the original plan.
You are woman. I am man.
Let's kiss.
All right, Will, that is a number that would just take the top of the head off any show tune fan who knew that from Funny Girl. So who are we listening to and what was the show?
Well, this is, of course, two legendary showbiz icons and familiar to everyone who listens to Broadway Larry, Jimmy Durante and Ethel Merman, two of the most distinctive voices and outsized personalities in all of American showbiz.
And they had been in Cole Porter's Red Hot and Blue, but they were reunited for which variety show?
Well, this is the Hollywood Palace, and there's a number of shows where they're on together, and you know they're obviously pure magic, you know, either individually or in duos.
And what was the Hollywood Palace? Was that the L.A. version of the Sullivan Show?
The Hollywood Palace was sort of a last-minute idea. ABC invested $1 trillion in banking that the next big variety star would be Jerry Lewis, and they built a huge theater just for the Jerry Lewis show. And when the show tanked really quickly in January of 64, they rushed to think of something else to put in that theater and in that time spot, and that was the Hollywood Palace, which was sort of the last flowering of the great variety show, and it was a direct competition to Ed Sullivan.
Huh. And some great, if you check out YouTube, you can see some great performers on that show.
It lasted 7 seasons, and just about every episode has something to recommend it.
Wow. We just heard a somewhat unpredictable duet, one of the great classic unpredictable duets, I guess happened twice, which was the pairing of Judy Garland and Barbara Streisand on her rather ill-fated show, but still has more magic moments per square mile than shows that would have run decades, probably.
Well, that's true. I mean, Judy Garland is just such concentrated greatness, and that was probably the problem. Television, you wanted somebody warm and friendly and familial, like a Dinah Shore, a Perry Como. You didn't really want a larger-than-life sacred monster like Judy Garland in your living room every week. That's the same problem that Frank Sinatra had. That's why none of his weekly shows ever really worked out. He was just sort of overwhelming for the medium.
And the aforementioned Jerry Lewis, too, I suspect.
Yeah, that's definitely part of it. And that's why Dean Martin, it was just the opposite. He was, you know, so laid back, so casual, and, you know, just so intimate that, you know, he really did want to see him as much as he possibly could.
Well, here is the less famous of the two Garland-Streisand duets from the Judy Garland show.
There's one thing they can't cut out of the budget, and that's our voices, okay? I do. Let's give it a whirl.
Okay.
Love, love, hooray for love. Who was ever too blasé for love? Make this a night for love. If we have to fight, let's fight for love.
Some sigh and cry for love.
Abbott and Paris,
away for love. Just the same hooray for after you've gone and left me crying. After you've gone, there's no denying you're gonna feel blue and you're gonna feel sad. You're gonna feel bad and you'll miss the bestest pal you ever had. And I will just go my way by myself. Here's where the comedy ends. I'll try to deny myself love and laughter and friends. I'll face the unknown. I'll build a world of my own. No one knows better than I myself. I'm by myself.
It's wonderful and it's marvelous that you can care for me. It's awful nice. Paradise. It's what I like to see. I like a Gershwin or Arlen tune. How about you?
I like a fireside when a storm is due.
I like potato chips, moonlight and molded chips.
How about you? Above the moon was new, so was love. You see, the heart of mine was singing, love, where can you be? I remember every little thing you used to do. Every road I walk along with you.
And the night and the music thrill me, but will we be two? After the night and the music die, will I have you?
I can be happy, I can be sad, I can be good or bad. It all depends on you.
Me? Oh, oh, oh. I can be humble, I can be proud, I can be lonely out in a crowd. It all depends on you.
Me?
Yeah, you then.
But I can save money.
Not to how I spend it.
Go right on living or end it. You're to blame, Judy.
This is Larry Maslon on Broadway to Main Street with our special guest, Will Friedwald, who is the, what is it, video curator par excellence of New York City. And tell us how you're turning your talents to good use, as Batman would say.
Right, instead of evil, right. as Maxwell Smart would say. There is this wonderful resource of these vintage videos. And if you think the soundtracks are great, and in fact they are, looking at the whole thing is even better. And better still than that is looking at them in a comprehensive program introduced by myself. But what's more important than being introduced by myself is in the company of other people. Some of the stuff is on YouTube, and it's fun to see it on YouTube. But YouTube, I always maintain, is best for cats attacking babies.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to see a cat attacking a baby, that's the place to go. But to really enjoy a musical performance, even if it's filmed or recorded, you have to do it in the company of other people. It's not a solitary experience. It's not like reading a novel. To really enjoy a great performer singing a great song, you have to experience it in an audience. And that's what I do. I create a show and I, you know, cull these different moments, usually along a theme, but there's some sort of pattern. And I've been doing two separate series at the same time, a jazz-oriented series for Jazz at Lincoln Center and a separate series oriented towards the Great American Songbook and Broadway at the 92nd Street Y.
And your series is called?
Well, the one at the Y is called Wilfried Walt's Clip Joint, Scenes from the Great American Songbook.
But Clip Joint being a nice little toss to the 50s places that will rip you off.
Yes.
Rip you off, and I encourage listeners of this show to check out the 92nd Street Y schedule because you're going to be doing some throughout the late spring and early summer.
Yeah, we have one on May 23rd that is all Fiddler. It's an hour of goofy variations and wonderful actual original cast performances, which are pretty rare, as Larry knows, because there's not much film of the original cast of Fiddler, mysteriously. They never went on Ed Sullivan or anything like that. It's very, very odd. But I've got an hour of different performances of Fiddler, and possibly even better than that is an hour of really interesting, different, as Larry would say, covers of songs from My Fair Lady. And that's
like
on June 20th.
Heard,
that's what we opened with,
opened
indeed.
With Nat King Cole, June indeed. 20th at the 92nd Street Y, which is in the middle of the day, yeah?
That's right. It's mostly for people who can make it to some places in the middle of the day. But if you put in your requests, maybe we'll move it to the evening at some point.
So it's
but
for then, freelancers, basically.
Right. Yes.
Okay, great.
It's for people who listen to the show is what it is.
Well, we talked a lot about primetime variety shows. There was a whole nother sort of band of before dinner time shows or daytime shows. I remember watching Mike Douglas religiously because he always had the shows that came through Philadelphia. I remember seeing Annie for the first time on the Mike Douglas show and on its way back up to New York. So tell us about our next club.
Well, another great show, another great afternoon talk show. It's even in the title, folks. Midday Live, which starred our great friend Bill Boggs, a wonderful friend to musical culture. And he had great performers on that show all the time. He had, unrelated to this, he did one of the few extended interviews with Frank Sinatra on television. There's not that many, and Bill did one of them. And he had the foresight to build several shows around the great entertainer Bobby Short.
Oh.
And he captured some absolutely primo examples of the wonderful cabaret entertainer Bobby Short at his all-time zenith.
And at his zenith with a wonderful Stephen Sondheim song that didn't get a lot of play back then.
It is always a great pleasure for us and also a very great challenge to sing songs by our friend Stephen Sondheim. We have two of his drawn-out, heartfelt ballads for you tonight. They're both about the same thing, losers. The first song is called Good Thing Going. Then we sing a song from Follies called Losing My Mind. It started out like a song. It started quiet and slow, with no surprise. And then one morning I woke to realize we had a good thing going. It's not that nothing went wrong. Some minor quarrels, of course, but just a few. And only minor they were because we knew we had this good thing going. And if I wanted too much, was it such a mistake at the time? You never wanted enough, all right, tough. I don't make that a crime. And while we're going along, take for granted some love will wear away. We took for granted a lot, yet here I say we should have kept on growing instead of just kept on. We had a good thing going. time. You don't want to laugh. All right, tough. I don't make that a crime. And while we're going along, we take for granted some love will wear away. We took for granted a lot, yet here I say, we should have kept on growing, instead of just kept on. We had a good thing going, going, and while we're going along, we take for granted some love will wear away. We took for granted a lot, yet here I say, we should have kept on growing, instead of just kept on. We had a good thing going.
This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and our episode today is Video Varieties. We're going to take a short commercial break.
May I help you?
I'd like to see a refrigerator.
Here's one now. It's a General Electric. Hello, darling.
Harry, I've come to say goodbye.
Phyllis, what are you saying?
Not now, Harry. Tell me about the refrigerator. I've come to get Penny and Binky.
Well, there's no defrosting.
Oh, how tricky.
Not even this roll-out freezer. Yes. You see, General Electric has a new system called Frost Guard, so frost never falls. It is.
What the?
Freeze and store. See, the ice cubes flip right out of their trays.
Incessantly?
Only when you want them to, darling.
Tell me about the shelves.
The shelves?
They seem to move.
They swing out, all three of them.
Would you swing one out for me? Just once.
They also move up and down.
I rather thought they would.
Tall hams fit. Do you remember how you used to have to cut hams in half?
Yes.
How we laughed. Those funny little half-cut hams.
We did have fun, didn't we?
Phyllis, why?
Look, a freezer. Tell me about it.
There's no messy frost.
Oh, yes, frost guard.
Yes, packages won't stick together. Phyllis, why are you doing this to us?
Because, Harry, because I must. Because our worlds are separate, Harry. I can't ask you to give up all this to become the son-in-law of a Viscount.
Refrigerators are my life, Phyllis.
I know that, darling. Don't you see? I've always known that.
Goodbye, Phyllis.
Harry, would you send me one of each? And whenever a shelf swings out, I'll think of you.
And when they move up and down, I'll think of you.
And whenever I see a tall hand standing proud and uncut.
I wish I could have given you more, Phyllis. But at least you won't have to defrost ever again. At least I've given you that.
Goodbye, Harry. Coming, Aunt Fanny.
Goodbye, Phyllis.
That was a very rare Nicholson May television GE spoof of Noel Coward using real Noel Coward music. How about that?
Wow. Talk about sophisticated television, you know. That is not exactly Bonanza.
No, but it's a musical theater bonanza, and it's 2 minutes long.
Exactly.
Well, let's go back to these variety shows, and there were some very, as you said earlier, reliable hosts who were very good in, the, I would say, the cool medium of television. Dean Martin certainly was one of them, Perry Como, and Andy Williams was extremely successful.
Probably
in that
the regard. Most relaxed of them all.
He was so relaxing, he put you to sleep just
exactly.
There in mid-sentence. Let's hear him introduce the great trumpeter Al Hurt.
I'm sure you've all heard of the hit Broadway musical Fiddler on the Roof. Well, tonight we've got a trumpeter on the roof. Probably the finest trumpet man of this generation. He's a bearded, jovial, 275-pound gentleman whose talent is so respected that he can walk the streets of New Orleans looking like General Grant and not be run out of town. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Al Hertz.
He's a great American who's represented our country brilliantly and winningly all over the world, Louis Satchmo Armstrong.
What good is sitting down in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Put down that mitten, the book in the room. Time for a holiday. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Come taste the wine. Come hear the band. Come blow your horn. Start celebrating, right this way, your table's waiting. No use for meddling, some profit of doom. Wipe every smile away. Life is a cabaret, old chum. So come to the cabaret. Taste of wine, come hear the band, come blow your horn, start celebrating, right this way, your table's waiting, start by admitting, cradle to tune, it isn't that long, a stay, yeah. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Only a cabaret, old chum. So come to the cabaret.
Congratulations on your new record. That's a tremendous record you have there.
It's a beautiful tune, yeah.
Fine. So very nice to have you on the show again.
Okay.
And before we left the coast, Harry James told me to be sure and give you his most affectionate greetings.
That's my man.
Fine. Let's have a wonderful.
Well, that, of course, is the granddaddy of all of them in terms of television entertainment, Ed Sullivan, who started in 1948, and the guests on his first show were Rodgers and Hammerstein discussing a new project of theirs called South Pacific. And I would say he was probably the greatest ambassador that Broadway ever had, Sunday nights bringing literally dozens and dozens and dozens of show tunes into living rooms across America.
And this is proof positive, in case you didn't know, that Louis Armstrong was the greatest cabaret singer who ever lived.
Ah, well done. And in fact, that recording was the first time that song had ever been heard by anyone. It debuted on The Sullivan Show 2 months before the show even went into rehearsal.
I did not know that.
I did not know that. And so that's what it was like back then. Well, I'm here with my great pal, Will Friedwald, looking at video varieties, a genre that actually has had a bit of a reappearance in the 21st century on Glee. So here is Christian Chenoweth as a guest on Glee and Lea Michele coming up from the studio auditorium to join her in yet another Candor and Ebb great song, maybe this time.
Maybe this time I'll be lucky. Maybe this time he'll stay. Maybe this time, for the first time, love won't hurry away. He will hold me fast. I'll be home at last. Not a loser anymore, like the last time and the time before. Everybody loves a winner, so nobody loved me. Lady Peaceful, Lady Happy, that's what I long to be. All the odds are there in my favor. Something's bound to begin. It's gonna happen, happen sometime. Maybe this time I'll win. 'Cause everybody, they love a winner. So nobody.
Pipes of Christian Chenoweth. Well, these pairings, these things you get to see on TV of great Broadway people you didn't always get to see, is what we celebrated today on Video Varieties. And Will, I remind people that you'll do your clip joint at the 92nd Street Y.
And one last really quick point.
Yes.
One of the things that makes these shows so great, even better than Hollywood movies, is that you can really see people singing live. They're not lip-syncing to pre-recorded tracks. And to me, that makes all the difference.
And you can see the audience react.
Exactly.
So this notion of special material or special pairings that you could only see on TV, to me, reached its apotheosis with the Academy Awards when Steve Lawrence, a favorite of mine and a favorite of yours, and Sammy Davis Jr., a favorite of yours and a favorite of mine, teamed up to do this mega medley, written, I think, interstitially by my cousin Buzz Cohan, of songs that were never nominated for the Academy Awards. You ever thought about it?
Well, he did that great album called Academy Award Losers,
right.
But this is a step beyond even that.
You bet. So here is Steve and Sammy sending us out of Video Varieties. Thanks for joining us, Will.
Oh, it's a pleasure. And I'll see you at the Y.
You bet.
Guy.
Why?
If your song didn't win the Academy Award and you're feeling dejected and deflated, imagine the shape you might have been in if you hadn't even been nominated. Not even nominated makes you feel about that tall. But just remember, Oscar's only human after all. And not even nominated were a lot of great songs we can recall. For instance, You Were Meant For Me.
Not even nominated.
And I Was Meant For You.
And what about A Fine Romance With No
Kisses?
A Fine Romance, my friend, this is.
You say either, and I say either.
You say neither, and I say neither.
Either.
Either.
Neither.
Neither.
Let's call the whole thing off. They all laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round.
It's very clear our love is here to stay.
Love walked right in and drove the shadows away.
When I fall in love,
go ahead, Mr. Good Singer.
The more I want you, somehow this feeling just grows and grows.
And may I have the envelope? Can't make a dream.
When they're not
useful words.
Words like what?
Words like, who can take a sunrise, sprinkle it with dew? It seems to me I've heard that song before. Yeah.
Not even nominated.
The snow is snowing, and the wind keeps on blowing. But I can weather the storm. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
You mean this wasn't nominated?
Never. Here's an old goodie that Oscar said no to. It's a standard old goodie he just wouldn't go to.
And singing in the rain.
Yeah. By.
And he never said hi.
We're singing, just singing in the rain.
You know, this isn't just a piece of material. This is a scholarly tract.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we've done a lot of research on this.
And you know what we found out? If your song has the word baby in it, Oscar isn't likely to nominate it.
Yeah, that's a true thing.
Must have been a beautiful baby.
Not even nominated.
You must have been a beautiful child.
I was, actually. I don't know.
I don't want to walk without you, baby.
It's 3:15. There's no one in the place except you and me.
So make it one for my baby.
My baby don't care for rings.
What?
Or other expensive things. My baby just cares for me.
Stepping out with my baby can't go wrong, cause I'm in right.
It's for sure, not for maybe, that I'm all dressed up tonight.
They'll be smooth sailing, cause I'm trimmed in my sail.
Stand a chance.
Shouldst thou compose a ditty where you deign to mention dance?
There may be trouble ahead.
What is that?
But while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and
I won't. Don't ask me. I won't. Can't make me. I won't. Madam, with you.
It only happens when I.
Now we dance and face the music. Now we dance till break of day.
Oh, how we on the night we were wed. We and we, though a word wasn't said. If you're blue, you
get
go
together.
You go
let
to,
the
why
dance
don't you go
leave your left
and sit
step as lightly as a foot
and on the Ritz.
Let yourself go. Cities. Don't mention cities or you'll never get nominated.
You go home and get your clothesies. I will get my these and those and away we'll go. Not even nominated. Off we're going to shuffle up to Buffalo.
Rio, Rio by the seal. Flying down to Rio and we gotta make time.
A foggy day in London town.
San Francisco, open your golden gate. Don't let a stranger wait outside your door.
Hollywood,
you're joking.
Hollywood, Hollywood.
Not nominated makes you feel about that small. But just remember, Oscar's only human after all. And you songwriters, listen, don't take it seriously.
Yeah, don't pay it, no, never mind.
Just keep right on staying alive, staying alive. Just keep right on staying alive, staying alive. That song wasn't nominated either, but I guess the best advice you can give a songwriter comes from an old song.
Yeah, a standard old song is still a great song. And guess what?
What?
It wasn't nominated.
You're kidding.
No, I'm serious.
But it's still good advice.
It certainly is.
Nothing's impossible, I have found. For when your chin is on the ground, just pick yourself up, dust yourself on, start all over again. Don't be discouraged each time you slip. Be grateful for a pleasant trip. Just pick yourself up, dust yourself off, start all over again.
Be like a soul inspired till the battle of the day is won.
You may be sick and tired, but you'll be a man, my son.
My son.
To live again, so though you get past,
though you get past,
your number can last,
the number can last.
Just pick yourself up,
yeah, pick yourself up,
and be of good cheer.
I mean, get it all together,
and dust yourself off.
Yeah, you gotta stay clean, man.
And wait,
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 wait, wait,
till next.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.